Blog Talk Radio. Man, it's Solar Records Radio. Throwback Thursday. Don Fleming. We got Wardell Potts Jr. hanging out. Of course, I had to hook that up. That was music from Michael Cooper. Michael Cooper of Confunction fame. That was Over and Over from the Just What I Like album from 1989. That is his solo stuff was just so funky. And of course, he is back on the road with Confunction. And I love this brother. I love the story of how Confunction became Confunction and how they had that whole West Coast Vallejo sound incorporated with the Stax sound of Memphis. I mean, that whole journey, how they became who they were, and had him on my radio show a few years back, man. He's just an amazing artist. We call him Coop. What's up, Wardell?
What's the word, Bird? Nice.
Man,
thanks for hanging out with us earlier. That was a great show.
Oh, man. Guys, if you didn't get a chance to check out the early show, check out Throwback Thursday, of course, the Wardell's Drive Time edition from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had Phoenix on in the first hour, and we had a great conversation that first hour. Can you talk a little bit about just that, the topic, and just all of that wisdom that I was just able to soak up between you guys, man?
You were doing all the talking. What are you talking about? That was
No.
okay. So the topic was, my heart is broken. How do I learn to love and trust again? And so it was good because, you know, a lot of times our heart is broken because of relationships, but we lose trust because of people that we deal with that we might not even be in love with. We just work with. Or we could love them, but not intimately, just love them as a friend or a business partner or something. And the trust factor is everything, especially in that kind of relationship. So we had a really good time just going over all of the different elements. And Phoenix was basically saying that love is one thing and trust is another. Love is something that happens like much quicker. You fall in love. But the trust thing is something that's developed through the process, you know. So if the person is acting up, you know, in the beginning, the trust is going to take a lot longer before it is developed. But if the person has been consistently good and you guys' relationship is awesome, you're building the trust and it's wonderful, it's just a natural thing that happens. And before you know it, you trust that person because they never violated or they didn't violate to an extreme what you expected from them. So it was a really good show. Don Fleming and myself and Phoenix really had a good time. And I like it when Don and Phoenix talk together. That's a lot of fun for me to sit back and listen to them too.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? I just go with the flow, and I think you guys bring a lot to the table. I'm just adding what I add, but I appreciate you incorporating me into these conversations. Like, I'm some intellectual, but it is what it is, man. I appreciate it, though, seriously.
Well,
but go ahead.
It's good because I tell you guys that, you know, we want to give some content to, music is the wonderful thing that we get to do here. You know, we love doing the music thing, right? But every once in a while, we need to add some, you know, some other elements, you know, of our lives in to our, you know, conversation of music. And, you know, music is just like a celebration for me. But then there's that everyday walk that sometimes we need to talk about. And so we try to implement that in our shows so that we could have, you know, a nice flow. And we've been told that, you know, they want to hear more talk sometimes. So we want to accommodate you guys. It's not just all about what we want to do. It's about what you guys need for us to do. And then that way we can be a blessing to each other.
Cool. Well, you know what? Speaking of the show, and you told me some good news today, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag per se, but I just want to say 2022, Solar Records Radio. We're going to do some big things this year as far as the interviews and, again, taking this show to another level. I mean, we're doing well here. We're doing what we do now. But definitely I was just so happy to hear, you know, the good news that you told me about as far as Solar Records Radio. And,
yeah,
again, it's only going to get better from there. But, again, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. I just want the listeners to realize we're on to some good things and bigger and great things. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You did. That's great. And because we should wait until everything is confirmed. But we are definitely growing, not just from, you know, the listening base, but also from a business point of view. People have recognized what we're doing, and so that's what's happened, what Don is talking about now. So we pray to be all there by the summer for sure at the latest. And so, because we just started talking about this today, so it's really early.
Man.
It's really early, but also we do have other good news. And I can share that unless you want to share it, Don.
Please, no, please, man. And you got some Dynasty good news. So do your thing, man.
Oh,
the floor is yours.
A Dynasty. I got that good news too. So that's double good news. So Dynasty.
Talk to the people.
We were on the charts. We can't believe it, guys. We're like in shock. Like, it's 33 years ago when we had a song out. And then all of a sudden we put a song out last year and it went to number 2 overseas. Because overseas, they love Solar. They just love Solar. And so anything that we do, they just love the sound that we create. You know, like Motown has a sound. And we love Motown over here. And so, but over there, they love Solar. So we went to number 2 last year over there. And now this year we put out what we got. Make sure we had all the singers, the original singers. And we put out another song, and it's actually a 45, and the title of the single is called I Can Tell. And it's been out for 3 weeks, and it is number 3 on the charts. And it's just like blew us away, because it came in, when it came on the charts, it came in the top 10. It came in at number 8, then it went to number 6, and then today, yesterday, Tuesday, well, wait, on Tuesday it went to number 3. So yeah. So I'm sorry. I'm confused with my days. So we're number 3 now. So every Tuesday we get a new one. So we're just praying that we at least stay at 3 if we don't move up. But we don't want to go backwards. So thank you to people overseas that's listening to this as well as we are in the national station. And we appreciate you guys. We appreciate our brothers and sisters here in the United States too, because we know that they love Dynasty as well. And so, but they're not playing it on the traditional stations out here as of yet. So, but you know, a lot of times even movies will start someplace else and come here. So we'll see what happens, okay? But I wanted to tell you guys. And if you're interested in buying it, you could go to AustinBoogieCrew.com. AustinBoogieCrew.com. That's the record company, and that's ABC Records. And I'll put it in Don's show, so you, in case you don't understand what I'm saying, I'll type it out so you can just click on the link and you can go buy the 45. Can you believe it? 45.
Nice.
45. Woo. And so this is the thing. I went to Target and I saw a turntable. I was like, what? They selling turntables at Target? Yep. So people buying, you know. They're buying vinyl again. So Target says, we're going to sell these things. So I bought a turntable. I got 2 of them now. And so I'm just excited that, you know, I got, you know, I have a song, you know, that's it. So anyway, so we're good. We're good to go. Thank you so much. Like I said, we appreciate you guys supporting the old group. That was 33 years ago. We are really old. And so anyway, I'm joking. We're not that well. I'm a granddad. So there you go. All right, so then
you're so excited, so excited.
I am. I'm just, well, I just see. Don't forget, this is a Christian-based station, right? And so, with that being said, is that I give all the glory to God, and I've watched Him work in my entire life. You know, there are so many other drummers in the city of Philadelphia that could have did way better than me, could have did what you know, that were better than me at the time. But I got the phone call to go to California and audition and made the audition with Solar Records. You know, I got that phone call, but still there were people so much better than me. And as a matter of fact, one of my friends was the one that got the call, but he didn't want to do it because he wanted to stay home with his family. So he called me and asked me if I wanted to do it. Now, he could have called anybody else, but he called me because we're very close-knit in Philly, all the drummers and stuff. And so he called me, and I said, yes. And so so I always feel that God has just been in my corner from day one, and he's mm-hmm. blessed me with my mom and dad, and my grandparents, and all my loved ones and my family. So he's still blessing me in my music. And guess what else he did? Guess what else he did on top
Talk
of this?
Talk to me. Talk to us.
He took my old song that I wrote for the Whispers called Keep On Loving Me, and he got Snoop Dogg to do it as his first single on his new album that's coming out next month. So it's like, what? So Keep On Loving Me. Snoop's doing a version of Keep On Loving Me. And, man, I just heard the snippets, and I'm just, like, so excited because, you know, he's talking about I'm coming back. So it's his coming back record. And so, you know, I just know that, you know, once again, you know, I will be blessed, and I had nothing to do with it. It's all about God. I mean, I wrote the song, but, you know, I wouldn't have been there writing that song for the Whispers if God didn't hook me up to get out there to play drums for the Whispers. You know, it's just so good. It's so good. So, and I'm so grateful.
Man.
And, you know, so they.
He
hooked me up with
I'm
Don,
so happy for you.
Don Fleming.
Go ahead.
He hooked me up with Don Fleming.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember I was stalking Don. I was like, Don. Don interviewed me when he was at another station at Dynasty, and I was like, dang, that brother is good. I want him over on my station. And I remember his I talked to him about it. I was talking to him about getting his own station. And we talked about all kinds of different things. And then I was like, Don, why don't you just come on over to Solar Records Radio, man? We'd love to have you. And, Lord, he provides again. Don said, I'll
I'm
be
here.
Right there. His wife was like, what?
I'm here.
Yeah.
You're gonna go through the whole lifeline. I mean, we got plenty of time for that, but no, I'm so happy to go ahead.
I just was saying you're a music addict, so he couldn't help himself.
No. You have a great story. This is a great story to tell. I'm a footnote. I'm just glad to be here. I'm just gonna say that. Because one of the cool things about loving music, loving soul music, doing what I do when it comes to radio and my radio background, all of that stuff, is to be able to just talk to genuine people. You know, I don't go the route. I try not to do the tabloid thing. I don't care about that. I don't care about the drama, nothing. I just want to talk to the people I grew up listening to, the people I grew up loving, and in full sincerity, and having these honest conversations. And that's one of the beauty that's the beauty of what I do, and I appreciate it, and I'm forever in your debt when it comes to getting me on Solar Records Radio, which I want to go ahead and segue, because Sounds of Los Angeles Records, of course, it's a soundtrack of my growing up. You know, growing up in 70 to 79 to 80 to 81, you know, those young years of my life, my folks had Solar Records music playing. Whispers, Lakeside, you know, my uncle had, you know, an old G28.
Yes.
I used to listen to the music too. So all of these things are a template to my life. And I'm forever in debt to that. And want to remind everybody again, tomorrow you're going to kick off the weekend talking about the legacy of Solar and the stories and all of these things rolled up in one. Dick Griffey and Wardell and Leon Silvers and all this smorgasbord of artists and the wrestling matches and, you know, all of these stories all balled up into one show. And And I can't. Make sure you guys tune in again 3 to 5 p.m. And make sure you like the page on Facebook. Of course, Solar Records Radio. We really appreciate you supporting the show. And again, this year, we're on to bigger things. And again, like I said, don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I am just so excited. I'm speechless. For the first time in this show right now, I am speechless. But I want to go ahead and remind everybody, of course, Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Pies Jr. We got music on the way. Don't worry, we got some brand new heavies on the way. We got some Ralph Tresvant on the way, and we got some Glenn Jones on the way. And you work with Glenn Jones on a couple of songs, man, on a few songs. So talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to go into Glenn Jones, It Hurts Too Much. That's one of my favorites from the Finesse album. Talk a little bit about, you know, for all the listeners that's tuning in right now, all of my friends that are listening to the show who knows me, I sent the link to on their Facebook Messenger. But talk a little bit about the making of It Hurts Too Much, and I'm going to just go into it. Go ahead.
Okay, so It Hurts Too Much, first of all, it was so much fun. Ricky Freeze, myself, and Dana Marshall, a friend of another, not Dana Myers, but Dana Marshall, we were all just working together with Glenn Jones and stuff. But I remember I wrote this track, and I remember putting a guitar on it with Ernest Pepperidi came in, he started playing on it, and then I remember that I felt that the groove was so powerful in terms of what I was trying to make it. I was trying to make it like have that hard groove thing. And I always mm-hmm. have been competing with myself, you know. I want to write a better song than my last song, a better song than my last, you know. That's just that internal, you know, battle that I've had with myself. And I remember, you know, writing, coming up with the chorus, It Hurts Too Much. And I was like, you know, and the reason why
same
I came up with that is because it hurts too much to hold it back. Like when you really care about something, or you really feel something for someone, to not share that with them ever, it hurts. I got to get it out. I got to let you know how I feel. And so that's what this song is about. Just, you know, getting this feeling from the inside out and expressing yourself and not holding your feelings in. And then Glenn Jones, when he came and he said he loved it and he wanted to do the song, then we all got together and started, you know, bringing it together and stuff. But Glenn is an amazing singer. We could have just hit record and walked out the studio because he can sing. Whoa, man, oh, man. So there you go.
Wow. Wow, man. Well, you know what? Without further ado, let me go ahead and take you guys back to 1984 from the Finesse album. Of course, this is It Hurts Too Much. Glenn Jones, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Yeah.
Solo Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. That was music from Gladys Knight and the Pips from the Visions album from 1983. That was your number one in my book. Before that, I had to hook up a little Melba Moore, Love's Coming At You, produced by show's friend, a friend of mine, Mr. Paul Lawrence, super producer Paul Lawrence, and, of course, started the block off It Hurts Too Much from the Finesse album. Of course, that is Mr. Glenn Jones. We got about an hour and 19 minutes left of the show. We got plenty of time to hang out with you and jam with you. But I got to say, we got to go back to what I just played. I just played your number one in my book by Gladys Knight and the Pips. A little birdie told me, for all the listeners out here, Andrew, a little birdie told me you played drums on that song. Is that true?
Yes. I had a wonderful time, working with my team, musicians. They call it the Throwdown Brothers. We went in the studio and we did all the stuff in L.A. And then Leon Silvers took it to Vegas and did the vocals with Gladys Knight and the Pips and came back and was like, dang, that sounds really good. Oh, my God. But, you know, I got to tell you guys something. Gladys Knight is one of those singers that, I mean, and this is literal, because we work with a lot of people, a lot of artists. But, and we had, you know, you go in the studio, say, take one, okay, take two, take three, okay. And then in some cases you say, okay, you know what, today is not a good day. Just come back tomorrow and let's try it again. And then we'll do it again and we'll go to another track and record until we can find all the best parts, and then we put them together, and we have, like, a great vocal, right? And so, but with Gladys Knight, she is so good, and not too many people could do this. Very, 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 very few in the world can do this. But she goes in the studio, and she can sing. She will sing the whole song down, and you have to try to find something wrong with it. You have to try your hardest to find something wrong with it. And she may give you two takes. She may do it twice, but she's done. Because she steadies, and she's so professional, and she's so good at it. She's been doing it all her life, that she knows exactly what emotions to put on the words that she's singing. She knows, you know, the pauses, and she knows, I mean, she's the pocket, the pitch, and the attitude that is needed to deliver the goods. And she did it best. She was the best at it, and she still is. And so I just got to give her props for being so good at what she does, because that lady knew how to deliver the goods. There you go.
And shout out to her chicken and waffles too, man. And remember, we had went a long time ago. Went to her restaurant, man. And shout out to Gladys Knight, yeah, man. That was, you know, the cool thing about loving this music, growing up with this music. To me, when we talked a little bit about it earlier, we talked about it on previous shows, the fact that, you know, younger kids are starting to get it. You know, they're starting to understand why a lot of people my age, a little younger than me, and, you know, people a little older than me, listen, your age, not saying you're much older, I'm just saying, you know, Grandpa, I'm just saying. But no, a lot of people, you know, a lot of these kids are understanding why we're so upset. You know, again, We want the kids to have their fun, listen to your music, do your thing, and can't be mad. But we got to have a balance. And really, there's no balance in anymore. And there's really, you know, it's a lack of artistry. It's a lack of musicianship, you know, going in the studio, playing instruments. Hell, I played the saxophone. So, but again, it's, you're starting to, these kids are starting to understand. And one of the outlets that I see, again, I mentioned it before, on YouTube is, you know, you have a lot of younger kids that are, you know, in their early 20s, maybe even younger, that are hearing Earth, Wind & Fire for the first time, and they're giving their reactions to it or they're hearing, you know, the whispers for the first time, and they give you their reaction to it. So a lot of people are intrigued, because in the comments section, a lot of old school cats like myself or you or whatever will comment and say, oh, if you like that, check out this. You know, and a lot of these young kids are starting to get it, man. And I think, you know, when you go down that rabbit hole of just great music, a lot of these kids are going to be like, you know what? I understand why y'all ticked off at us, at our generation, you know. But, you know, again, it's my opinion. But, you know, from my anecdotal viewpoint, that's what a lot of kids come up to me. My former students would come to me and be like, Mr. Fleming, I got what you said. You know, I understood, yeah. You know, I understood those days when you were taking a test and you're playing a little jazz or you're playing a little whatever. I totally get it. So that's that satisfaction. Of course, you didn't like me at the time. You didn't care for me at that time. I was a mean teacher or whatever. But later, my satisfaction is maybe 5 years down the road, I see you at Little Caesars or somewhere getting a pizza and they say, I appreciate what you did. That's my satisfaction. And when it comes to music, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that, you know, these kids are doing this and they're doing it on YouTube. They're doing it on whatever outlets and, you know, and a lot of these movies that kind of bring back a lot of vintage sound. You know, they say, hey, I got it from, I heard this song watching that movie. I heard this song watching this on Netflix. So, again, the outlets, I've heard this playing video games. I'm bringing video games back up. But I think whatever outlet that you, you know, see it or hear it upon, you know, whatever outlet that you hear it from, you know, I mean, it's always good to definitely go back and read the history of it, because you'll appreciate it more. You appreciate music more. And that's why I'm a tight butt. I call it, you know, I'm you know, let me just say it. I'm a tight ass when it comes to, you know, the preservation of our music. Of, you know, I know you're laughing. I know. But again, man, your thoughts, seriously. Because you were at Ground Zero. You were at the Sounds of Los Angeles Records. So what's your perspective?
Well, I just want to say, you know, it's really sad for our kids that are coming up now and they don't have direction from, you know, people like we did. We would have A&R directors and they would, you know, say, okay, they would build a career. They weren't just, it wasn't just about a single. It was about building a career for artists. And then they would say, okay, listen, and then this is what kind of song you need. You need something, you know, with this and that. And then we need you to take it to a bridge, right? And just like really explode and give the bottom lines of the song. And then we're going to come back to a breakdown. And then, so they helped you lay out the song. I'm talking about really good A&R directors, they're artist relations. They were supposed to sit there and work with the artists, find good songs for the artists, good producers for the artists, and whatever the case is. And so the as far as the writing part went, the A&R people would find those writers that would listen to them and listen to what they say they want, and they would develop them at the same time, simultaneously. And so, but they don't have that anymore. Everybody's just writing the stuff, whatever they want, and just throwing it out there. And that's why it's so full, it's so much junk out there. It's not that there's not good writers. It's just that nobody giving them direction. It's just, you know, like if you just make up something and just throw it out there, ring up something out there, you know it's going to be a lot of junk out there because, you know, you don't have anybody critiquing you and helping you along the way to perfect it and make it be the best that it can be. So I feel sad for our children that they don't have that. They don't have an industry that will help them along the way anymore. And that's what we have to, you know, I want to blame that as part of the problem. And I pray that we get an industry again that can come along and help our children, help our youth to grow up and develop themselves into amazing writers, producers, and artists. So, but anyway, with that being said, I do I have a dinner meeting that I have to go to, and I keep telling them, no, I can't go. And I'm getting all kind of eyes looking at me, but they know how much I love being here with you, Don. But thank you. I appreciate you so much, man. You bring an element to the station that really blesses me. Your name is on every flyer just because of who you are, you know. Woo-hoo. And so thank you so much. So thank you so much, man, for, you know, just hanging in there with us and stuff and helping us to make this into something. Because it takes all of us. It takes a village, y'all. It takes a village.
Yeah, it does.
That's exactly what the kids need, a village to help them to grow as writers and producers. And not anybody just putting out a song. You just put it on YouTube, right? I wrote a song. What do you think? Let me hear it. Oh, it's on my YouTube. Go check it. It's like, it's already, you put it out. It's, you know, nobody's getting any critiques anymore. They just throwing stuff out and hoping it's fish bite, you know. And
It's funny you said that. It's funny you said that because you talk about, you know, that old with the new, and people say, well, you can't reverberate back, you can't go back. But, you know, you had mentioned that you saw a phonograph, you saw a record player, you know, and people are selling, you know, there's people are selling vinyl now, and there's a record player,
right.
And the record player may have a USB on it. So it has, you know,
yes.
It has USB connection. So
right.
I believe there are ways that we can kind of get that little older style, that vintage style, and apply it to
right.
today's technology. And adding the fact that I think it's all about nurturing too. I think the element of nurturing. Now, whatever you feel about record labels at the time or record labels now, one of the good aspects of record labels and the major labels is, you know, and again, it's neither here nor there, that's argumentative, but there was a certain level of nurturing when it came to artist development. And you don't really hear that, you don't really see that a lot today. And that's what I'm advocating for. I'm advocating for that nurturing element to come back. And but anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Checking out the show every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm playing old school R&B, soul, and funk. Again, Wardell, man, you got a dinner appointment. I suggest you get to it because I don't want to get the wife angry, man. I appreciate you hanging out with me. Hey, feel free to come back after you eat or whatever, but love to have you, man. But I'm going to go ahead and let you do what you need to do. Because I had you hostage on the show for a little too long. But, man, I appreciate you coming.
All right, brother. I'm leaving the building, so I'll be gone. But God bless everybody, and thank you so much, man. Much love, man. Thanks, Don. And much love to your family, man. Your sister and your wife and all them. Tell everybody hello. And I'll catch you tomorrow.
I'll get my sister to call in. I'm gonna get my sister to call in and just see, that's another reason for
that's
him. He might come back. You know, my sister's a nurse, and you know, she had COVID, and you know, because we're still in a pandemic. But no, you know, talking about just
she's
the odds and ends of how she's been doing, and definitely, and she's been my rock ever since. You know, ever since our mother died, you know, we kind of turned and looked towards each other for, you know, some level of sanity. So I appreciate her, and I'm a troll her for a second, try to get her to call the show. But guys, anyway, thank you, Wardell. We're gonna keep this music going, man. I am a big fan. We were talking about great music. I'm a big fan of 70s soul, so I want to take you back to 1977, give you a classic. Straight out of Detroit, this is music from Enchantment. The name of the song is called It's You That I Need. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio, Wardell Potts, Don Fleming. Here we go.
Strange is how You I gave you everything I had, but you just pushed me away. I tried so hard to break loose, but you gained control every day. I watched you take my whole world from me, and there was nothing I could do. A secret word, a hidden touch, and I belong to you.
Return like that, 'cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. Tricks with cards are easy to do, and tricks with hearts will cast a spell on you. 'Cause baby, I'm your magic man. Yes, I am. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold you near. If your heart is broken, bring it to me. With a wave I'll mend it. Ooh, you'll see, baby, that I'm your magic man. Yeah. On stage and lights I'll dazzle your eyes, and later on that night I'll make you realize, baby, I'm your magic man. Yeah. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to I will stop all your frowns and turn them upside down. I'll be around to hold you near. Yeah. I'm your magic man. Yeah. Won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart and make your love appear? to hold you near.
Well, I'm your man, need a man. Hold your left, my magic hand. Yeah, touch your heart.
You're listening to Sell Out Records Radio. This was my, what I call, the magic block. This was my magic block. I'm sticking to that. That was music from Robert Winters and Paul from 1981. I'm your magic man. I had to hook that up. I love that song. Of course, before that, Blue Magic from 1974. Spell. Love that too. That was from my birth year, by the way. And also started off the block, classic from the group Enchantment from 1977, It's You That I Need. You know, Enchantment is kind of magical. You know, their album covers were a little magical. So that was my magic block. So, you know, dig it. We got about another 49 minutes left of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. I do this every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., playing old school R&B funk. And so, quick story. I used to live in L.A., and a friend of the family, friend of my father, got me free tickets to, I don't know if you guys remember, on BET, there used to be a show called Comic View that highlighted a lot of black comedians and whatnot. I'm sure, you know, everybody remembers Comic View. I went to a taping, and what they would do is they would take, I think, 4 tapings, and for whatever week that they're going to air, I think they ended up airing it like 3 weeks after the live, you know, the live taping. But, and, you know, after each show, people had sat in the back and sit in the front, and, you know, they shuffle people around after every show so it doesn't feel like, you know, it's the same show. It's just like it's a different day. That's the illusion of television, I guess. But during the intermissions between shows, they'd have artists perform, and one of the artists that performed, you know, between shows was Blue Magic at the time. Of course, this was 1995, if I'm not mistaken, and Theodore Mills. Of course, Theodore Mills, Wizard, we call him the Wizard. He was that beautiful falsetto voice. They had different versions of Blue Magic. I think this was his version of Blue Magic at the time, and they performed a song, and they performed Sideshow, and just I had a great time. And after another show, after another taping of the show, check this out, it had a brother, it was a magician. And I was so fascinated because at one time I wanted to be a magician, and I wanted to be a pilot, but, you know, my so-called life, you know. But anyway, they had this brother that was doing magic and were performing magic, and the Robert Winters and Fall song was playing while he was doing magic. And I just thought that was the coolest stuff that I've ever seen live. And if you go back to those tapings, if you guys remember that year, they go through different hosts each season. That season, if I'm not mistaken, was Some More, if you guys remember Some More. She was the host of the show that year. And during tapings, they would have these performances. And at the time, Dead Presidents, the movie, if you guys remember the movie Dead Presidents with Lorenz Tate and Chris Tucker and Keith David, they did a brother that they performed. I forgot their names, so I'm so sorry. They performed Where's the Love? It was a young brother who had the single out. And of course, Where's the Love was by, if I'm not mistaken, Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. But the brother at the time, the singer at the time, of course, he had it out as a single, and it was on the Dead President's soundtrack album. Well, the soundtrack. So it was just an amazing time to live in L.A., and, you know, being out there during the OJ verdict, but that's another story down the road. But I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out with me. Every Thursday, you're going to hear a story, whether it's Wardell or myself, as boring as I am. So let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I am a big fan. I'm a big fan of these brothers. Grew up on these brothers. I want to take you back to the year 1984 and give you a classic from the Gap Band. Yes, the Gap Band. The name of the song is called I Found My Baby. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I found
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, that was music from Intro from 1995. That was Strung Out on Your Lovin'. I love that song. Of course, 1991 before that, I played a little bit of the Brand New Heavies featuring Nadia, India Davenport, Never Stop. I love that from the summer of 91. I was in Chicago visiting my aunt, and that song played all the time, and I just fell in love with it. And, of course, started off the block from 1984, music from the Gap Band, and that is I Found My Baby. Cute video. What a cute video. It's kind of like this young brother lost his sister, and the Wilson brothers, of course, Charlie and Ronnie, and I think Rob, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, was it Robbie? God, anyway. The Wilson brothers, they played these detectives looking for the little sister. It was just so cute. If you guys get a chance to check it out on YouTube. I Found My Baby. Again, we got about another 31 minutes left. Getting a little over the hump, but I'm still jamming with you. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B funk. And so, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for supporting the show. Make sure if you're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. Tell their friends to like the page, and so on. And also, you can go to wardellpodsjr.com or solarrecordsradio.com if you want to get some cool merchandise. Again, thank you so much for supporting by getting merchandise. You got Solar Records Radio mugs, Solar Records Radio hats. It was still in the pandemic, so we got Solar Records Radio masks. So definitely utilize that page and click on that button and donate. And you can donate, too. Donate and buy some good merchandise. And you can donate. Also, we have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big fat word. So, again, want to thank everybody for supporting the show. Through the Cash App, man. It kept us afloat. I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. Going back, you know, I love New Jack Swing. I was a big fan of New Jack Swing around 94, 95 would start to kind of, from my vantage point, I felt like it started to die down. New Jack Swing started to kind of die out a little bit, and then you had Neo Soul. 95, of course, Brown Sugar came out by D'Angelo. That whole album just blew up, and then Maxwell in 96. So, of course, Joe started kind of changing up a little bit on his, if I'm not mistaken, All That I Am album from 1997. And, you know, all of that was just great music in the 90s. People always talk about 70s, me in particular. I always talk about, I love 70s soul. Of course, 80s. I grew up in the 80s. And, you know, the music in the 80s was just hands down, you know, in my opinion, the best. But 90s held its own. So a lot of great music came out in the 90s. So I want to kind of give you, I kind of want to stay on this 90s block. Again, we got another 29 minutes left of the show. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. But I want to keep it going, man. I was a big fan of these young brothers, of course, went on and just, of course, one of the lead singers, Marcus Houston, he went on and became like this actor and did what he did. So, but he had a little group called The Immature. I want to take you back to 1994. This is Music for Immature. I Don't Mind. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I'm you, girl. Never too busy. I'm never too busy for you, babe. I'm never too busy for you, girl.
Music from Kenny Lattimore. That's Kenny Lattimore from 1995, Never Too Busy. That was a nice little 90s block I had to throw at you. I like it, if I do say so myself. Of course, before that, from 1994, that was music from, actually 1993, I'm sorry, music from Ralph Tresvant. Of course, that was just an amazing, It's Going Down album from 1994. It didn't really, you know, do well commercially, you know, but definitely an underground classic album of Ralph Tresvant, of course, you know, his first self-titled solo album with Sensitivity, and a great album. Of course, that is a classic within classics, but this one was just amazing in itself, so... that was When I Need Somebody, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, from the, again, It's Going Down from 1994. Of course, started off the block from 1994's music from Immature, I Don't Mind. And, I fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Oh, we got about another 13 minutes left of the show. Of course, I got a couple of songs I have before I say my goodbyes. So let's go ahead and keep the music going, man. I am a big fan of this brother. It was definitely good to see him on DJ Cassidy's Pass the Mic. This is and every rapper used this, that bass line. So let me take you back to the year 1981. This is a classic from Mr. Kenny Burke. Of course, Kenny Burke was from the group The Five Stair Steps, if you guys remember, and the Burke family with QB and, of course, the late QB Burke and all that. But I was a big fan of Kenny Burke. But let's go ahead and keep this music going before we go. This is Rising to the Top. You guys keep it locked right here. Soul Africa's Radio.
Thank you. the confusion. But the time has finally come. Let's get it done. Keep moving, yeah, moving. Let's keep rising to the top. And don't let nobody stop. Just keep trying, yeah. Keep on giving to the time.
Give it all you got.
Right.
That is music from The Boys from 1988. Of course, that is My Lucky Charm. And before that, music from Kenny Burke from 1981, Keep Rising to the Top. Some great inspirational music right there. Going to close it out of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Again, I do this every Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Again, if you want to support the show, thank you for supporting the show. If you want to continue to support the show, you can go to wardellpodsterjr.com, or you can go solorecordsradio.com. If you want to get some cool merchandise, you can definitely go on those websites and do that. If you want to donate to the show, click on the donate button. Also, we have a Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, and it's all one big word. So, but guys, tune in tomorrow. We're kicking off the Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar. Of course, Solar is the sounds of Los Angeles Records. Of course, the Whispers and Lakeside and Kerry Lucas and, oh my God, all these other great artists. I'm drawing a blank. I grew up on the music. So Midnight Star. Stop. You can't go wrong with Midnight Star. The Deal. And all of these other great groups, man. So tune in 3 to 5 tomorrow. Thank you, Wardell, for hanging out with me, brother. Appreciate this journey, going on this journey with you, man. Continued success. And of course, we're going to definitely take this show on the road, and we're going to take it to other levels, man. But again, not letting the cat out the bag. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, you guys have a safe You guys have a safe and prosperous Thursday night. We'll see you guys tomorrow again, 3 to 5 p.m., celebrating the legacy of Solar Records. Going to close out a little inspirational music from Miss Tanya Blunt from 1994. This is called Through the Rain. You guys take care. Have a pleasant night. Again, see you guys tomorrow celebrating the legacy of Solar Records Radio. Good night, guys.